were patient, and it was tough. You know, we had big grades on Troy Nicholas, the tight end out of Notre Dame. He's a guy that we followed for quite some time now. He's a junior that came out early. Big-time recruit out of California, chose Notre Dame over USC, and has only played tight end 2 years. He's a guy that, in our mind, has just started to scratch the surface on what he can become. At 6'6", 270 pounds, he's got a tremendous physique, great size, athleticism, and the upside is really scary. When we look at the package, you know, he's a guy that is a good player right now, and when you see the potential on tape, it excites you. So he was a guy that Bruce and I have focused on for quite some time now, and we were really relieved that he was still there for us at 52.
First and foremost, he can handle the line of scrimmage, and he is the leanest 270 I've ever seen. But he also is a threat down the field as a pass receiver. Bends and turns very well, catches low balls, which is very hard for 6'6 guys. And so he's more than just a blocking tight end. To me, he's an all-around tight end who's the sky's the limit.
How does adding him change the offense a little bit? What more can you do with him?
We don't have to put a tackle in to run the football. You know, when you put a tackle in, like most teams, when they struggle at the tight end spot versus defensive ends versus 4-3 teams, you lose a lot because the safety's down there 2 yards from the line of scrimmage because, no, he's not going out for a pass. This is a big, strong guy who can go out for passes and also block the line of scrimmage. So we're very versatile now.
In today's day and age, you know, when you go out and you evaluate players at the college level, there's become a trend, and the trend is you find either the pass-catching tight end who can stretch the seam and create some mismatches, or you got a sluggo who sits on the line of scrimmage and is really your third tackle. So it's been extremely hard to find the tight end that's a dual threat that can do both things and do both things well. And that's what this guy is.
He has such a huge upside, and he's already an accomplished blocker. So most colleges don't have a tight end coach. They're either coached by the wide receiver coach, a GA, or the assistant offensive line coach. So once you start getting your own tight end room and coached by two guys that we have, he's going to get better and better.
This, to me, is a guy who could really transcend into being one of the top all-around tight ends at some point in his career.